Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Thursday, everybody, and welcome to Stephanie's Guided Tarot. From coast to coast and around the globe, I'm Stephanie, your host for today. You're listening to Psychic Talk Radio, coming to you live from beautiful Northern California. We're a live call-in show, you guys, and I'll be doing live free tarot readings all show long. So if you want that reading, give us a call. The number is 714-816-4628. Now, remember, guys, when you call in, you got to press 1 to get into the reading queue. If you don't press 1, you guys, we're just going to assume that you're listening to the show. Also, go to our live chat room at psychictalk.live, and you guys can sit and chat in there while I'm doing the show. And before we start the show today, I want to tell you a little bit about myself. I am a professional psychic medium and empath. I have been born gifted. I'm the third generation in my family, and I've been doing healings and readings for over 26 years now. If you want to know more about me, you can Google me or go to stephaniesguidedtarot.com. I work on a few different platforms, so you're always able to catch me. You can find me on Facebook, my website, or you can even catch me on Keen. I am a favorite over there. Before we start our reading today, I want to send out some healing energy to everybody that needs it. You know, I'm going to get straight to everybody's questions. I don't do general readings. I have a very rare ability to kind of look into any situation and see a lot of details, period. It doesn't matter what the subject line is. I do get time frames. It just kind of depends on what I get. But what I do ask for you is to be direct with me, so that I could read the energy and pull it and grab the details that you need. So keep that in mind, please. All right, guys, let's get ready for some readings. I know we got a nice little lineup here, and I'm going to get ready to take my first caller. So, caller, what is your name, and where are you calling me from?
Hi, it's Rose calling from Jersey.
Well, hey, Rose, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for asking me. Well, what's your question for me today, Rose?
Well, I'm single. What do you see for my future regarding romance?
If you're going to meet anybody new?
Yeah.
Right. Let me see if you're going to meet anybody new. I know you can hear my cards are flipping. All right. Well, I'm going to let you know right away I get a reversal of a bad trend where you kind of been kind of overcoming ruin from other men and experiences in your life. And I kind of feel you that you're finally in this place where I do get you're okay for a new love interest. You're ready to let go of the past.
Yes.
You're tired of being in suspension. So I do get it. There's something about when the season changes that's when I get all these new kind of things coming up. I think maybe the winter gets people down, but I get like it's approaching you soon. I do think that the next man that you're going to be with is going to be your marriage material. All right. What? So you are going to get blessed. I do get someone like in the next 3 to 6 months. It's somewhere in there, which makes me feel it's summer. It lets me know that you're not overwhelmed anymore by somebody else, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That this person kind of comes in very – I like the gentleman I'm seeing because he comes in very spontaneous. You're not expecting him. And I do get him to be like a blue-collar worker. So to me, he's more like a contract builder or construction. He's not so much a businessman. He's a businessman, but he's a businessman more like with his hands. And I mean, I get that he makes really good money.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not like a lower classman of his work. He's on the higher end, okay?
Okay.
I do get wealth around him. So I don't feel he's rich, but I feel he's wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I got someone that's got some money that actually can put results down on the table, and you're kind of due for that. All right. So he's going to be generous towards you. He doesn't fear financial. He's going to want to be very exquisitive about your life and what you've been through. And he's going to want to make sure that you don't have any bitter, disappointing moments ahead.
Wonderful.
So I like, and he's handsome. He's got all his hair.
Oh, great.
You know, I get, well, we all got that connection type, you know? And it's like, it's hard to find those real true connections with people. They're really
right.
Far and few in between. And I do get him to be a little on the taller side. I don't feel he's out of weight. Okay, like he's not skinny, but he's not, you know, out of shape. I got this money. I got a full set of hair. I get him in his 40s, maybe low 50s. Like he's like looks to me around that age, my age. I'm 44. So he's kind of in the 40s to 50 mark right there. And this guy's got a lot of energy, and he likes to build stuff. This guy can, like, build a house. That's how good he is. Like, he could get a beautiful house to like that. And he's got all this confidence and energy. So I think that you got it coming to you, Miss Lady.
Wonderful.
How exciting.
So that won't be to her, or is there a possibility that
you're going to meet him, and he's going to come into your life within 3 to 6 months.
All right.
So it made me feel like it was the summer. You know what I mean? That he was coming in the summer.
Okay.
And I feel like I think he's like a building contractor. It's what the feel I get with him.
I don't know where
he's
I would meet him.
I don't get the internet. I got something that would be in real life.
No, I don't do the internet.
Yeah. So it would be somebody
dating anyway. I don't do internet dating. I don't trust any of that. I'd rather meet them in person.
Yep, and I didn't get the internet. I got somebody that you met spontaneously in your community.
Great.
When I get someone that's around you and it's not the internet, it's in real life, that's where I get it at.
Okay.
All right, well, I'm glad that helped you out.
Well,
let me know when you meet them.
Thank you so much. I will. Have a great day.
All right, Rose, you as well.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Let me get on to the next caller, please. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Sonia. I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Hey, Sonia. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Pretty good. Well, what's your question for me today?
I have a relationship question as well. I'm in a relationship with a female for about 3.5 years now. And I just, you know, wanted to see what you're picking up about the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed that my partner has been, I wouldn't say 100% distant, but in a way. And I don't know what's going on, so.
All right, what's her first name?
It's Anne.
Her name is Anne. All right, let me see what's going on with Anne towards you, what she's kind of thinking and feeling. Excuse me. All right, so the first thing I am getting is that I do get she is kind of distracted right now. So that lets me know that something else is going on that's delaying you and her. And causing her some stress, which is making you feel lonely or alienated, like you're not really kind of being put priority at the moment. So she's not been making a big effort in trying to resolve issues. And I do think that she's been a little bit selfish lately. Let me see why.
Okay.
There's something going on here with family, too. I don't think you're the only stress. Like, I wouldn't say, like, you're the only stress in her life or anything. You get what I'm saying? Like, there's some other outside influences that are causing
okay.
her to be overwhelmed. And so right away I get, like, don't go rushing your head into somewhere, like, you don't need to go. Okay, like I don't feel like I kind of maybe feel like you're kind of like wondering and thinking of other things that's kind of feeding the situation into the negative, where I get like, be a little bit braver. It's not about that. I do feel that she loves you, that she's trying to hide difficult situations with family or because she doesn't want any more problems. She wants it to go away. Okay. So I feel like this pause and the struggle that you're having right now is her way of coping with getting everything kind of organized again, like you guys are trying to organize your life again, like rearrange things, get things in order, catch up. And she's having
okay.
a hard time with this. I do feel that in this whole process, like, you're really anticipating like something like the rug being pulled out from underneath you. And I want to make sure you don't feel that way. Okay.
Okay.
You guys can, well, you guys both desire and love each other. So I don't feel that this is going to stay like this. I do think that she's going to recognize how you feel. And I get you and her coming up with ideas and following through with them. Okay. Like, we're going to do this,
okay.
we're going to do that. And like, you start to feel a little bit better that she's recognizing you. And making, you know, giving you that communication that you need. I don't feel that she's unhappy to the point where she wants to leave or anything like that. I do think that she could be a little, has a little temper on her, though, and can get kind of petty and rageful when she's upset.
Okay.
You get what I mean? Like, you and her do have a difference of opinion here. But I still
get
the love there. You get what I'm saying? So it's like,
yeah.
I do feel like you're going through a rough spot because you don't quite understand where her head's at. And she's not being very communicative about how she really feels. She's trying to just, I'm fine, I'll be fine. You know? Like, it's fine. But it will be fine. I think there's something about family and other people, though, trying to make her feel negative about things. And she needs to kind of, I feel like she almost needs to put them away for a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I've tried to ask, but when I ask, I always get, even yesterday, I don't want to talk about it. I'm like, every time I ask you for about 4 years now, you never want to talk about it. Like, when are you going to want to talk about it? Like, in 80 years?
I think she doesn't want to hurt your feelings.
Oh.
You know what I mean by why? Because when I'm, okay, so who is the family or the person that really is not negative, that is actually negative towards you guys in your relationship?
She doesn't really have any family left other than distant family. She does have some friends and her ex that they're friends.
They're negative about situations with
you. I don't really mingle much with them. I've never, you know, sensed that if there's anything going on, I don't really know it or, you know.
Yeah, and I think that she doesn't try. I did feel that there was like an outside influence that was stressing her out, but it would be. I do think she's gonna kind of go back to normal here pretty soon. Like, I don't feel that she's unhappy with you. Okay, like, it's not you.
Right. That's what she said. She said she's sorry for being a jerk lately, and it's not me. And
so you'll get
and
it's nothing important. Like, I don't want your head to go to the left. Like, is she cheating? Is she not happy? Is she going to leave? Like you feel like that rug's going to get pulled up underneath you. Like, you are thinking the worst, or your head's going to the negative. And that's why maybe, you know, talking to me today, you cannot feel that way anymore. You know what I'm saying? I would see another person coming in like that.
Okay.
So when it's telling me to tell you that it's not that and to get out of your head with it, that makes me even more confident that that's not the issue.
Okay.
All right. I hope I was able to help you out today.
Yeah, thank you.
No, you're welcome, darling. Have a great day.
All right, bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, so I want to let everybody know, if you are interested in booking a session with me, you can reach me at stephaniesguidedtarot.com, or you can also look me up at psychictalk.net/Stephanie. I want to let everybody know you are listening to a live call-in show. If you want to get a live free reading today, all you have to do is dial 714-816-4628, and remember to press 1 to get your reading, or you can join us in our live chat room at psychictalk.live. Let me get ready to get on to our next caller. All right, caller, what is your name and where are you calling me from? Hello, caller. I can hear you shuffling around over there. How are you today?
Wait, is it me? Hello?
Yeah, it's you.
Okay, sorry.
What's your name and where are you calling me from?
My name is Kathy and I'm calling from Montana.
Well, hello, Kathy. Well, what's your question for me today?
My question has to do with my health. And
right.
I had kind of a couple speed bumps in regards to my health last year. And actually, I'm starting co-hosting on this channel tomorrow.
Oh,
and
congratulations.
Thank you. And that was supposed to start a few weeks ago. And just the day before, I suddenly got really, really ill with like a very bad cold, head cold, lost my voice, my throat and everything. And that's very unusual for me. I seriously cannot remember the last time I had a cold or the flu. Seriously, it's been decades. So
all
that
right.
kind of threw me for a little loop, and I'm just wondering about the energy that you see, you know, surrounding all this.
All right.
Because I've been taking care of myself. I mean.
Well, things do happen and that are out of your control that you can't do. Well, and honestly, you really haven't been doing that much either, because I get that you are, you know, I get safety around the home. You get what I'm saying? So lately, you've been trying not to leave the house as much lately because of the weather or just being at home. You know what I mean?
Right.
Comfortable.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I do see that you're going to the doctor coming up. I don't know if it's for a checkup or because I get you going back and forth doing some test or doing something like that. I think that you're ready for a checkup. Your peace, I get peace with your health. Nothing too out of the ordinary. I get practical things. Okay? I do think
okay.
that you're going through some female changes that are kind of hiding themselves from you. Like they're popping in and out. You need to get a little bit of order in that. I don't think that you're struggling too hard, though. I do get you to have some off and on illnesses that you're aware of already. So nothing new is coming in. I get you having more control over your health. I get you anticipating, I don't know, you know, we all go through those women changes as we get older. And I think, like you said, sometimes they show themselves and sometimes they don't. Your hormones up and down. To me, whatever you're going through might be a little bit more hormonal. If you have any other difficulties in any other, I don't get anything that's hiding from you outside of that you're not
okay.
aware of.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like you're
right.
not, there's nothing that you're not aware of. I don't feel things are going to get worse. As a matter of fact, I feel like you've been more disciplined with your eating habits here lately, that you've been trying to be at least, you know what I'm saying? You're being more
mm-hmm.
disciplined. You're trying to, you know, change some of the difficulties that are already being presented in your life. So, you know, I get you to be very practical and that you're trying to, you know, make better judgment calls for your own health. But sure. One thing I do see, like, that you do is that you are going back and forth, coming ahead to the doctor, but it's something that's hiding itself and coming out hormonal. That's, like, something that I feel like maybe I'm going through, too. I get that in and out with the hormones. Like, one minute you feel fine and the next you don't, you know, but it seems to be more of that female energy to me.
Well,
so health-wise, nothing more high, nothing like no tribulation. Nothing gets worse.
That's good. Yeah. Yeah, 52, 53, and, you know, I had a total hysterectomy last year. So
okay.
Those hormonal changes were, you know, abrupt. You know, it was something I had to do for medical reasons. And I'm the only person in my family, the only female without cancer of any kind. So I don't
see anything changing like in the like right now to what's coming up. Like I don't see forever, but I can see. I did see like you going back and forth to the hospital to get like the hormonal thingy checked. You know, like trying to find a balance. But nothing was like as far as like seeing cancer come. I knew that whatever you were going through, you knew about. But there was nothing that would be hiding. You know, the word hiding kept coming up to me throughout this reading with you. Nothing is hiding. The only thing hiding would be the hormones.
Mm-hmm.
You might have to adjust that coming up again. You get what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But
like
as far
maybe
as
the
like
what
I mean, or like you going and reversing in health, I don't see that. Not right now at all.
Mm-hmm.
I got you taking, as a matter of fact, I thought you were trying to take better care of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
really
a theme after a couple things from last year, so.
Well, you know what? Getting hysterectomy probably was the best thing you could have done. And I don't feel like those problems you had before are resurfacing.
Good. Good. I appreciate hearing that.
No, you're welcome.
Okay. Thank you so much.
No, you're welcome, Kathy, and good luck on your show. I'll be listening in.
Oh, that's good. Please join us. Okay. Take care, Stephanie. Thank you so much, hon.
No, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
So I believe Kathy is going to be on tomorrow's show with our producer Dax and Dr. Rose. And whenever Dr. Rose and Dax get together, it's always an amazing show. So make sure you guys catch them tomorrow on psychictalk.net. Check out the times for the show and all the information about that. All right, guys, let's get on to the next caller. I know we got a nice little lineup here, the Hughes lighting up like a Christmas tree, as they like to say. So, caller, what is your name and where are you calling me from?
Hi, my name's Andrea. I'm calling from Virginia.
Well, hey, Andrea, how's it going today?
I've been better, but how are you doing?
Never been better. Well, what's your question for me today?
Well, I recently left a permanent job for a one-year contract job with the government, but I come to find out the one-year contract is not really 1 year. It's a five-month contract. So the other day, I was emailing his ex-wife, you know, about timesheet, whatever. Anyway, I got a phone call yesterday from him saying that the government says I'm no longer a fit, and my contract was terminated after not even working there for 6 days. So I contacted the government, and they said they don't know what they're talking about. So I believe he lied, but I don't know what he told them, why I wasn't coming back. But I was since then offered another position within the same company doing something different because someone was out sick. So do you still see that maybe happening?
All right. What was the name of that guy?
His name is Ephraim.
All right. Let me see what's going on.
I'm short words for him, but that's his name.
Well, the good thing with, you know, the, most tarot card readers, you know, they just do tarot, and I love the tarot. It kind of talks to me. So I do use it as a tool, but I don't really need it. So as you kind of were talking, I was getting these vibes too. I don't think he was being as honest. You know, like there was something going on, like with him towards you that was a conflict of interest. And so when I'm looking at you,
I don't know
what
I did to
all
him.
That energy. Well, I'm able to pull all that energy together into one. And that's kind of something that I've always been able to do. You know, what with the, like the, all the stuff that you just brought to my attention, I'm kind of able to kind of grab that.
Okay.
Now, it does look like you're going to be starting a new job, and I get really fast. It's going to approach you a lot quicker than you even think. And the confusion is what this guy, Ephraim, is that his name, Ephraim?
Yes, Ephraim, uh-huh.
To you. So now you got Ephraim who's implanted a seed in you. You're getting an offer, another job, another contract coming, approaching you. And you've got all this confusion, like, what the hell? Like, you know, am I leaving? Am I, like, what's going on? Like, you got questions. I want you to forget the questions. This guy was full of crap. Okay.
Oh yes. And he knows
he really
I know.
Is.
That's why that's why he entered the contract because he knows I know.
Yeah, and then I think like if you start bringing up trouble or like wondering and asking questions, that it might cause you a little bit of turmoil because then you're going to confuse other people and why. You get what I'm saying? When really.
Yeah.
This guy, I think, didn't want to make an effort in your direction. I think that you and him had a personality clash that he didn't. Like, some men just do not like dominant females in the workplace, threatened, you know?
Right. Oh, exactly.
Like I'm going to be blunt. I think this guy has a personality and is a little bit like a weenie. He's kind of weak. Comes off
yeah.
to be trouble. And,
yeah.
you know, you are a conflicting influence. And so he has a very vengeful side, and this is why I called him a weenie, because he was vengeful. So I don't feel I'm going to
yeah.
like her. I don't feel this is going to work out. It's going to be a conflict of interest. This woman can spell trouble for me. You know, maybe he's not doing what he's supposed to be doing, and there's a reason for him to feel that way. Maybe he's not doing
well. Yeah,
his
the government
job.
Paid a lot
okay.
of money to get this clearance. They've been waiting 6 months for me to come there, and after two weeks, he's like, "You're not a good fit." He's told me my badge was turned off. I wasn't allowed on the company grounds because it was considered a threat. All of that was a lie because the agency had no idea that I wasn't coming back. So I don't know what
and
excuse they told them I wasn't
you
coming back.
Being a threat, yeah, you get what I'm saying. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I just get like, let's take that. Let's not bring that energy forward. Because it will cause confusion and it might have some unexpected outcomes just because, you know, it'd be like if you were like just you kind of puts up a red flag that doesn't need to be there. All right. And I know so I would like it if you could kind of like just like forget this guy. All right. Now,
well, yeah,
because
the lady who works there told me to call a different agency. Oh, sorry. What'd you say?
Well, you are approaching a new job like ASAP.
Yeah. It's the same company, same federal agency with a different contract for a different job. Because she said, the lady I work for said, call this agency like ASAP today. And then she said, I'm going to send you an offer letter today.
Yeah. So I feel like, you know what, maybe everything, like everything happens for a reason, right? You didn't need to
yes,
have that
does.
Kind of trouble going into work
no.
anyway. And
no. oh,
you're
no.
going to recover. You are importing and exporting business. So you're importing, exporting. I know that you have like these, you've had a little delays in your work, but I kind of feel like you're about to start getting back into that seasonal. Like it's your season. It's your time. It's time to go.
Yeah.
You know, like you're in demand now. You're about to get in more higher demand. So you got this new job coming. I got business going well. I get you being a very loyal person and doing what you could do. You're trusted. You come in as a stranger. You got good intentions, and you're very consistent. So I got good
yeah.
news coming with the work. I think that the guy he really just kind of pissed you off and got your goat because he kicked in your anxiety. He made you feel like he was going to delay you moving forward.
Of course.
You know, and that's, I mean, that's just the weenie. I'm so glad. This guy's got mental issues. He would have caused you complete anxiety attacks. You would have felt his energy at work. You would have not.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? So I think that he just really kicked in something, you know, that caused you confusion and just tried to distract you, and it was no reason for it, okay? But, yeah,
no.
New job, I got, it's going to be fine. You're coming in demand, darling, and you have a good reputation in what you do. So you are a stranger with very good intentions that gets the job done, and I don't feel any more confusion really coming forward, okay?
Awesome. Awesome.
So let's, whatever this guy did, just shake it off. Screw him.
Yeah, because, you know, I believe in karma, and you've already started it. You already set yours in motion. So I don't need to sit back and watch.
Yeah, that's true. Absolutely true. So
yeah.
I hope I was able to help out with anything. And, you know, if you need anything more, you could look me up at stephaniesguidedtarot.com. I'm always around.
All right, I will. Thank you.
All right, darling. You have a great day. All right, you guys, we are getting to the bottom of the hour. We have some great upcoming shows I'd like to talk to you guys about. So tomorrow, you're going to meet our new host, Kathy, the lady that was on a little bit early ago. She's going to be on with Dr. Dax and Dr. Rose. They're going to be holding open lines and taking questions from callers and offering many readings live on the air. So make sure to join us tomorrow, March 1st. If you go to psychictalk.net, you can see all of our upcoming shows. Also, on Saturday, March the 2nd, we got the mystical Mary Brown. She's going to be talking about the Irish and the fairy faith, also taking live calls and doing many readings. So make sure that you catch her on March 2nd. Go to psychictalk.net to get more information on her. You know, I love listening in on all the shows. Every day of the week, there's something different. There's something for everybody. And you can always call in and get, you know, your questions answered. And they always have the best advice and always learn something new. So make sure you tune into that. You can always join us live in our chat room as well, like you're doing today. I actually think that I have somebody in the chat room. Her name is Divine Habitat. That's kind of a name that she's got on there. And she's got a question for me I'm going to read. And that is, do you think that I will get my master's degree? I want to become a teacher. I'm a woman that would like to help the orphans also with this degree. So let me look into her energy. Let me see if she's going to get this degree. And if so, when? Right. Well, I do feel like that she's had some type of stagnation where she's been delayed wrapped around this. So I get like a slow change with her getting her master's degree on this. She's trying. She, you know, we got to work. I get like she's trying to be practical and penetrate things and get everything done. You know, I almost get a little bit of a superwoman here. She's got so much stuff on her plate that she wants to accomplish that she's got to, you know, kind of maneuver them and get everything done. I do get her getting her master's degree, but I feel like that you're going to do this at a slow pace, okay? I am getting a slow pace with this. You are being presented with other things in your life that you have to kind of get through. But I do feel that this year you're going to start to be able to get everything together and bring everything together, especially with working with children. I get you micromanaging and being compatible, making adjustments, you know, that you getting some type of a like, I get like a fortunate omen, which means like the financial part of things to help you accomplish your goals are going to surprise you, like something's going to happen to help you get where you need to go. So I don't know if you're working on fundraisers or, you know, you're looking for some type of support here, but I actually get that support coming in to help you finish the master's. I also feel that you're working on things with children prior to you finishing the master's. So it's like you're working on so many things on so many levels at one time. So I get a little stagnation with you, and then right after stagnation, I get boom, 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 boom. You're putting everything together, and you're trying to micromanage everything. I think it's wonderful that you are taking the responsibility, you know, to help everybody out. I think that you are extremely patient, reliable, and you're going to be able to organize some things to help out with the goal that you have in mind. So I get you doing all this in the process of you finishing your master's. So you go, Superwoman. If you have any more questions and you want to learn anything more, if you've got more ideas to come at me, it would be an absolute pleasure. And you can find me at stephaniesguidedtarot.com. Or Stephanie's Guided, or actually you can go to psychictalk.net/Stephanie and leave a question there for me. All right. So I'm going to take some more callers before we finish the bottom of the hour here. So caller, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi. Hello.
Well, hello, darling. What's your name
Hi,
and where
Pat?
Are you calling from?
It's Pat from Connecticut.
Well, hello, Pat. How are you today?
Good. First time speaking with you. Although I've heard you a few times on the show.
I'm glad you were able to get through. What's your question for me?
Well, I've been doing major, major, major healing in the probably last quarter of my life. Really important that I feel. I don't have a lot of money. I've been working.
I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Doing healing. I'm wondering if you could give me insight. I'm doing healing with a Christopher M and a Jerry H. And do you see either of those good to follow or both or not?
All right. Okay. So in the back of your mind, okay, so I pick up everything. Right away I got, do any of these guys have any ulterior motives? And I get no. I actually get with the two of them together, the outcome is you advancing for the better. So I get a couple areas that you are trying to heal from. One is moving forward and healing from life and choices that you've made and trying to be happier. You know, like doing you, trying to be more confident, getting that to like that healing to move forward. And then I do get like healing on your health, being more conscious. You know, you have a lot of unexpected things that happened to you at one time in your life that like popped up and kind of traumatizing. You know what I mean? Because I get everything happened at one time. And I do think that these people are going to be able to help you transcend. Because I got these guys having very good intentions towards you and being very consistent. And they're also doing work on the outside in. Okay, so when I got the sign of divination, you know, you've had some difficulties. There's been some changes. Nothing happens instantly. And I think that might be where you're wondering if the healing is going to help. Okay, it's conscious, it's energy, it's vibrating. I feel that it's first you have to struggle when you're healing to get everything in order. Okay, so even though it might be taking longer than you originally thought, I do feel like the energy is also as you're trying to heal, it's drawing out the negative. So that it can be washed away.
Yes.
All right. So I do see you going through some tribulations during your healing process, but it's necessary. You have to go through this in order for you to get to the end, to get to the point.
Yes,
okay?
That's true.
So while you're feeling all this and everything's being brought to the surface, that you just need to be conscious that that energy work is actually really working. It's bringing everything up to wash everything away. So you will get out of this current struggle that you're in. I do get the motivation being with you, okay? You got some guidelines put down, so they are giving you work to do. Like they're, you know what I mean? I get them telling you what to do. Everything costs money, so in order to deal with this, you're going to have to, I mean, I'm getting the money, of course, but I feel like the results are worth it, and you're almost nearly due what you're going to get. Like, you're almost there. So you got a dollar, basically. You went three quarters of the way. You got one quarter left to go.
That's wonderful. And you're right. With the first gentleman started distant Reiki, and I was emailing him every week saying, I am so bad, I'm so much worse. And I thought it was me, you know, my core. And he just kept saying, be patient. And on the fourth week, things lifted. So you're right. And in being such a negative place your whole life, you think it's you. So when you go through tribulations, you start blaming yourself and you get scared and so on. So I appreciate your, acknowledging that both of them have good intentions. That's really important. And that was my instinct.
I felt like what was kind of getting to you was the fact that you were still struggling a little bit, and it almost felt like some things were resurfacing. I just know that when I was seeing that energy arrive, that it had to be brought up for it to go away.
Right.
You know, like you're being tested.
You're right. You're right. So,
keep
that's wonderful.
Up the work. You're almost
Thank you.
There.
Thank you so much. Blessings.
No, you're welcome. Blessings to you as well, and have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, darling. All right, I'm going to get to the next caller here. Caller, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Mandy. I'm calling from Pennsylvania. This is the first time I've got to speak with you and listen to your show. That worked out both in one.
Well, I'm excited. What's your question for me?
I was looking for some insight in the area of romance, please.
Well, are you dating somebody or are we looking at somebody new? I got to have an energy.
Okay. No, I'm not dating somebody currently.
Okay. All right. So let's see about you meeting anybody coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Special. Right. I get you work a lot. Right away, I get you work a lot, and you are a goal-oriented woman, and so you got to release yourself sometimes and be able to, like do things for you. You know what I mean? Like, right away in the dating world and you meeting somebody, it's like, where are you? You're at work. You're doing everything for everybody else.
I guess I could have, unfortunately, I get what you're saying. I guess I could have asked a question different. I guess maybe if you saw somebody new coming in somebody or rekindling with somebody.
Yeah, I'm looking at that. But see, it does tell me about you when I'm reading for you, like about meeting somebody, like that you are so busy. Like, I just get all this thing floods to me about, like, okay, about why you are not dating now, you know what I mean, or when's this going to happen. You do a lot for other people. And so your dating life is a little inconsistent because of it, you know, work and all this.
Right, and that's why I'd ask.
I feel like work, I don't, like, again, I'm not getting so much internet connections with you as I get, like, people that you would run into in real life. And
right.
I actually am getting progress with a certain somebody that is around you already.
Okay.
And so I don't feel that as someone so new. Okay, because I get a romantic feel. Somebody's got romantic feelings for you that they're hiding.
Okay.
All right. and I get progress being moved in this way, and I do feel it kind of being wrapped around work. And I get like decision is finally made to advance to the next level, okay? And that's kind
in
of
the romance
here.
Department?
Yeah, in the romance
okay.
department. And so
okay.
you're going to have to make a decision. And I do think that this is exciting for you because it's the change that you've been kind of hoping for,
okay.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel like that this is something that would be to the negative. I actually feel that it's going to make you feel more peaceful. And I do get romance. And I get taking
okay.
it outside of work. So whatever, this is going to be something that you're going to acquire again new, you know? I could get confidence. I get you coming into union with this person. I feel like they're ready to make decisions that are important to them in their life.
Okay.
Okay? But they're not haven't been very happy. I feel like you know this person already.
Well, again, that's why I'd asked if you the person that's in mind, if you saw a rekindle of somebody from my past.
It is.
Or
I don't want
okay.
to say too much. I don't want to embarrass you. As I'm picking
I
up.
Know. It's okay. That
well, you
comes
know,
along with
finally
Ben Collin
publicly. Decision. Well, he
excuse
finally
me,
makes a decision. You know what I mean?
But
this
is
guy?
He going to stick with his decision? And am I going to stick with my decision? And it's just not him.
Okay. Let me see what you can expect with him with that. Is he going to fit into it?
And
I
am
like
I not going to be as
scared?
Am I not going to be afraid and like actually give him a chance to like?
Well, I actually
felt
that this was going to be a relief for you. Like this was something that you wanted, and it was. And I do feel you know him. Okay. So he had outside influences that were keeping him from being with you that were making it difficult, and he doesn't want to hide that anymore. Okay.
Meaning people that didn't
he's
want to
ready.
Be not together as far as females or
that
family
he, that,
or
yeah, or family or anything behind him, nothing will get in his way from moving forward. He's had enough.
Okay, but no, I mean
life.
what were the influences like?
I do get him. Female influences, but I get sister, wife, family. So it would be like ex or you know, like something that was a connection to him.
Okay, yeah, because I never had, like, a big blowout with anybody in his family. I actually knew a lot
no,
of his
but,
family
but, you know, some of these men, like, I get the impression with him that he had his own issues that were hard to deal with that made him kind of not be able to move forward with you at the moment. Like, he
right.
was still dealing with residual energy.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
getting to a point to where he's ready to take control and have the power back into his life again, you know?
Okay.
So I get
mm-hmm.
more dignity with him coming at you this time. So more
okay.
honor, more dignity, being more respectful, you know, more serious,
right.
where there's nothing hidden anymore. He doesn't have to hide
right.
anything
and,
anymore.
Right. The hidden things always come out, and then that would just push me away, whether it was a month or an hour later, because they were just things
yeah.
that, yeah, just I won't
and
be
I,
with
you. And
you
know what I liked about this reading is I was looking for something new, and I got the unexpected.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Well, because he wasn't new. You know what I mean? Like,
no,
it,
and
it
like
took me straight to the job, you know?
Right. And what well, he keeps saying work and job, which
important.
Is hilarious because he literally just started a new job last Thursday, so a week ago today. And he likes the change. It seems to be, I mean, I haven't talked to him for a couple of days. I don't know what's going on with him right now. Why we're not communicating, so I guess I must have upset him. Can you pick anything up on
well,
that, why he's not communicating right now? And then I know you have another caller.
Yeah, we're getting to the bottom of the hour. Let me see really fast before we go what's going on with him towards you. I don't need his name because I already got his energy.
Okay.
All right. Well, you will talk to him, and I actually got kind of some making some type of plans coming up. Like, right now I got uncertainty around plans because, you know, I'm starting making new attempts, but I got something that he wishes to make not plans, so he's going to try to do something to engage with you. You probably should hear from him within a day or two. I don't feel it too far off. The energy's upon you.
Oh, wow.
I don't feel there's any negative energy towards you. You haven't done anything. You know what I mean? You're kind of the happy spot. You bring in the bright prospect. So there's no arguing or fighting with you. Okay?
No.
I get that
no,
you
I'm
guys
not,
are in a
perfect,
good position.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
He's going to let you know what's going on. He's. You haven't heard from him because I don't think he's been, like, sleeping so well at night. I get him to be a little bit pushing himself, like tired, pushing himself, and having a little bit of anxiety. He's a little bit uncertain. I get him kind of isolating himself when he feels like this. I don't think that, I think that he handles matters very forcefully, okay? And he's like a go-getter for sure, but like when he's in this worry state, it's better not to mess with him. Like, he's not the happiest person to talk to. He'd be kind of bland, you know?
Right.
But, like, dealing with things coming ahead. I don't feel that there's anything that you need to be worried about. Like, there's no resistance here. He's just going through his own little opposition. As a matter of fact, I do think he thinks about you and reflects on some of the – you give him positive energy. You are always sending him positive energy, you know, because he's reflecting on the nice things. You know, you definitely influence his thought process, make him feel better. So no problem there. I do get communication coming up real quick.
Okay.
All right. Well, and if you want to know more, always, I'm available Monday through Sunday. Just look me up at stephaniesguidedtarot.com or you can go to Facebook. Or you can even check me out on Psychic Talk here under psychictalk.net/Stephanie.
Okay, yeah, great.
But
I love your personality. It's very alive. I like that. You know what I'm saying? And
Thank you. Keep
you know, it interesting.
I try to keep it real.
Right. Well, I mean, that's all. I can appreciate that. I mean, it's my life. Who wants false hope? You know what I'm saying?
No, for real. Yeah, and that's
I just think that's cool. If you can't pick up, just tell me. I would respect that. You know what I'm saying as a person, but don't get me upset if I don't need to be upset, or don't tell me what I want to hear.
Well, and that's exactly why I do what I do and why I come on live. It's hard to find a real, genuine psychic that you can connect to. And for me to be able to offer the free readings and pick up as quickly as I do, I kind of like to show off a little bit on my skills. You know, I don't just play with the tarot. I'm extremely empathic.
Right. And I mean, and you did for the other people that, you know, are listening that you may not be get on now because of my big mouth. She really, you nailed his personality. And you weren't the first person I talked to today. And maybe that person I just didn't connect. You know what I'm saying? But
you
picked up on them.
Well,
that's
thank you,
sure.
And I hope you have a good day.
You too, honey. Hope to talk to you soon.
All right, darling.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right, let's get another caller in here. I'm going to try to squeeze as many in before we are at the bottom of the show. All right, caller, what is your name? Hello, caller, what's your name and where are you calling from? All right, I think we might have to skip to the next caller. This one's got a lot of background noises. All right, so caller, what is your name and where are you calling from? Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Well, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Ian. I'm from New York.
Well, what's your question for me today?
Well, I'm trying to look for, like, a new relationship because I've been on and off with this certain person that I really don't want to be on with ever again. I just want to ask, do you see, like, new love for me coming in?
Right. You got to clear away this old guy first.
Oh, gosh.
He is so confusing.
Yep.
Oh, my God. All right, so I'm looking for somebody new, and I get that you're going through this transformation right now, and everything is up in the air. And when things are still up in the air and I get that sign, that means what comes up must come down. And you and him have not came all the way down yet. I feel like he's very confusing. I get in foolishness. Like, he appears and he doesn't appear. And he doesn't, you know, like, I'm getting, like, a go away and a comeback and a go away and a comeback. Like, he,
yep,
like, can't make up his mind. And that's making it really hard for you to follow through on anybody new. Because I feel like you're, you know, you like where you live. Like, it's not hard for you to go out or meet somebody or go on a date. But
nope.
I feel like you have these feelings inside of you where you're kind of thinking, like, you're preparing yourself. Okay, I'm going to meet somebody new, and I'm going to do this. But then something happens with the old guy. Or,
yeah,
you know, things are coming up and making it hard for you to move forward. So, I mean, gosh, this guy hurt you. He did something bad because right here, I got, like, he might have cheated or something, or he did something and you know about it. It's in your face.
Yeah. Nope, he cheated.
I'm so sorry to hear about that. Like, that sucks under the circumstances. And I don't feel like he was so discreet about it after you found out.
Nope.
I got vengeful. You got to heal from this. It's so hard. How do you, does he live by you or something? Why is, so, why is it so hard? Are you guys, like, right on each other?
I don't know. People, I heard that people told me that me and him are, like, they say that soulmates or twin flame, we're part of one of those groups. So I don't know why, like, they say it's going to be kind of hard.
I feel like he's,
other,
like,
but
right
it's hard
in your
to,
neighborhood.
Like,
or he's all, his essence is, like, everywhere. Like, you run into people that know him, or, like, his essence,
oh,
is,
yes,
right there.
Oh, yes, I know everyone. I know his family. Me and his family so tall. I'm still friends with his family. Like, that's the problem. That's the problem.
All right, I do feel like you talk to other people, but I don't get nothing serious because I feel like you and this person, your ex, are going through some really bad stuff. And it's like at the moment I feel like he's deserted you, but I don't know if it stays like this forever.
It's always a back and forth thing.
Yeah.
Do you see him, like, coming back?
I'm just laughing. Like, you, I don't know how you can meet anybody new with this guy coming in and out the way he does.
I know.
And it's like everybody knows everybody. You know?
Yeah.
It's like you are stuck in
my friends
his
are
world.
His friends. His friends are my friends. That's the thing.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. So as every time you try to talk to somebody, and if he catches
wind,
he pulls you in. I'm dying over here. That is so coincidental. No, you're not meeting anybody new romantically for a boyfriend because this ex is driving you crazy.
Oh, God.
Aww. All right, well, if you want to know more, you know how to reach me. You can just look me up. This is, like, I know you guys got so many questions for me. I could feel it, you know. I do hope the best for you on under the circumstances, and I am sorry that he put you through that kind of pain. I feel like you are trying really hard to withdraw from him, but he makes it really, really hard.
Yeah.
Very hard.
It's all right.
All right. All right, darling, I hope I was able to help you.
Thank you so much.
Well, you're all right. Welcome.
All right, thank
you. All right, everybody. Before we close today, I want to let you guys know that I do really appreciate you guys calling in and lining up. And I know I wasn't able to get to everybody, but I'm here every Thursday, same time, same place. You can go to psychictalk.net or you can go to psychictalk.net/Stephanie. So if you want to book a session with me, also at my website at stephaniesguidedtarot.com. I want to thank everybody for joining me today. And I live your best life. Be happy. Stay blessed. Stay positive. Energy attracts energy. And I'm definitely here for you guys. So one love, one blessing, and have a wonderful weekend, everybody.